When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
At the UPS Store, we understand the importance of a first impression. That's why we're here to help you put your best foot forward and be unstoppable with our printing services. With high-quality paper stock options, banners, business cards, venues, and more, we make sure your small business stands out and your message reaches the masses. After all, we're the one-stop print that pop store. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today and get your print on.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouthwatering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Coming up in our headlines, Ghana Mine Workers Union announces plan to picket Jubilee House on Monday, September 16, to petition President Akufo-Addo on happenings at Future Global Resources Bogoso Prestea Mine. Also in this bulletin, total interest payments for first 5 months of this year increases significantly despite debt service freeze and restructuring program. Later on, Food Chain will tell you how the Crops Research Institute of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research are advocating an integrated approach to fighting diseases and pests on rice farms. We have details of this and more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, and look now at our stories. The Ghana Mine Workers Union has served notice it will on Monday, September 16, picket the Jubilee House to present a petition to President Akufo-Addo on the happenings at Future Global Resources Bogoso Prestea Mine. According to the union, it will escalate the picketing to Parliament and the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources until the mining lease of Future Global Resources is terminated to allow other prospective investors take part in the ownership process of the mine. Now, the Mine Workers Union are accusing management of Future Global Resources for not running the firm efficiently. Momen Abdu-Gbana is the General Secretary of the Ghana Mining Workers Union.
To continue our picketing up to the end of the day, from Wednesday 18 September to Friday 20 September 2024 at 9 a.m. daily, we shall continue picketing at the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources until the mining leases are terminated and the Bogoso Prestea mine put on sale to allow other prospective investors to take over the mine and run it for the greater good of all stakeholders. And so this is going to go unabated. And in fact, it is going to go across all our constituencies in this country. So in the coming days, you will see demonstrations in Takwa, in Bogoso, in Ahafo, in Achim, in all the mining enclaves, because this is absolutely untenable and it cannot be tolerated.
Momen Abdu-Gbana is the General Secretary of the Ghana Mine Workers Union speaking there. Now, the total amount of interest paid by government for the first 5 months of this year witnessed some significant increase. This is despite government embarking debt service freeze and exchange program. George Biafe tells us more.
The Bank of Ghana data for the first 5 months of this year showed that the total amount of interest paid stood at a little over 19 billion Ghana cedis. This is quite lower than the 26.35 billion Ghana cedis that government had programmed in the 2024 budget. However, when you look at the amount paid in the same period for last year, it has gone up from 13 billion Ghana cedis to a little over 19 billion Ghana cedis. For some, the development can be described as interesting, looking at the fact that the Ministry of Finance had embarked on a debt service freeze and debt restructuring program to try and significantly reduce its interest payment obligations. However, the Bank of Ghana data showed that government's interest payments are still high. However, government is insisting that when you look at the programmed amount for this year, there has been some reduction, and it shows that they are working to reduce the amount going forward. It is not clear for now how this could impact on expenditure and the budget deficit, especially in an election year.
George Afe with that report. Now, economist Dr. Priscilla Chumisi-Bafo has restated the need to focus on the core issues that will help stabilize the cedi against the dollar for a long period. She is optimistic that this will help reduce the shocks felt by the economy any time there is a depreciation of the local currency. She was responding to the Bank of Ghana Monetary Policy Report, which showed a dip in business confidence due to the rapid depreciation of the cedi in May this year.
For me, I think that if we do not work at the core issues, it will always be, yes, we get some relative stability here and there, and then something happens, and then you see the volatility. It tells us that the core issues are not being addressed, and the core issues are focusing on internalizing to a large extent a lot of the consumption that goes on in the country. And I believe that if we are able to do that, whilst we also place a lot of value on the things that we export outside.
Economist Dr. Priscilla Chumisi-Bafo speaking to Joy Business there. To some other stories, the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, NIT, says it expects a significant improvement in its contributions by over 30% for the last quarter of 2024. Contributions for the trust for the first 5 months of 2024 grew by 28.8% to 1.97 billion relative to 1.53 billion recorded in the same period in 2023. Speaking at a breakfast meeting, the Director General of SNIT, Kofi Bosompim Osafo-Mafu, said the trust is prudently managing its assets across the country to achieve the feat.
The key point I would like to make is that we continue as a team within the trust to manage our investments and our operations prudently and very effectively. And this is showing in our figures. If you look at our figures in 2022 and 2023, indeed in 2022, we produced a surplus of about 230 million, and that came from a deficit position in 21. In 2023, we are looking at a surplus position of about 864 million. And in 2024, we expect a similarly strong performance based on the figures we have to date.
Kofi Bosompe Mosafo-Mafo is the managing director for the Social Security and National Insurance Trustnet. Now, the Ghana Shippers Authority, with support from the Ministry of Transport, has secured the release of six Ghanaian cargo trucks detained at the Dakola border in Burkina Faso. In April this year, the trucks were initially detained by Burkinabe Customs on suspicion of transporting prohibited goods from Ghana into Burkina Faso. In June 2024, the Ghana Shippers Authority intervened in the detention of about 20 trucks carrying unwholesome cargo flagged by the Burkinabe authorities after Joint Association of Port Transport Unions Ghana's effort to resolve the issue proved unsuccessful. Leadership and Human Development Company City All Africa has launched the Live to Lead conference aimed at transforming individuals in positions to drive growth for businesses and society. At a meeting to launch the 8th edition of the Live to Lead conference, Chief Executive of CTL Africa Leadership, Samuel Eyims, urged corporate leaders to take advantage of the conference to build the capacity of its human resource.
When we talk leadership, for us at the John Maxwell family, we believe that everybody is a leader. Leadership is not about the positions. It's not a CEO, it's not a minister, and whatever. It's not about titles. Leadership is about your ability to transform lives, to influence life. In fact, in the past, we've brought students to the conference. Corporate executives, church leaders, women leaders, youth leaders, everybody will benefit from this conference.
You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Rice is an essential staple crop and source of income for many households in Ghana. With a quest for rice sufficiency, the sustainable production of rice is fraught with numerous challenges, including the prevalence of insect pests and diseases. On this week's episode of Food Chain, Emmanuel Bright-Kwaku speaks with some scientists at the Crop Research Institute of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, who are advocating an integrated approach to fighting diseases and insects on rice farms.
Farmers are busy at work as they harvest mature rice paddy from their parcel of land. With their sickle, they cut every grown rice stalk to process them for the market. Rice is the second most important cereal in Ghana after maize. Local production is pegged at 40% of national consumption. The growing demand of the commodity has resulted in the importation of rice. The little that is produced in the country is also attacked by diseases and insect pests, affecting and reducing the yields. Alhassan Akologo Williams is a farmer at Kaira in the Ofensa South district of the Ashanti region. The weeds are really worrying us. If you should uproot them and leave them anywhere, they will grow back. Kaira is one of the food baskets for the Ashanti region, producing staple crops to be transported to the city center and town. But rice farms in the community are seeing lower yields. John Satanga works as a crops officer in the district's agri directorate.
The major problem the rice farmers are facing is the issue with stem borer. With stem borer, because most of the farm lands, when they will start with everything very good, but in the middle of everything, you have stem borer issue.
Diseases that infest rice are mainly caused by bacteria, viruses, or fungi. The growth of the rice plant is also hindered by the mass of weeds that grow within the rice plantation. Dr. Stephen Atta is a weed scientist at the Crops Research Institute on the CSIR.
No, weeds are put into three different categories, but these are all grasses, which are in the same family as the rice, and so it's very difficult to manage. And what they basically do is that they share the growth resources with the crop.
To mitigate the effects of the insect pests and disease challenges in the rice sector, the Korean Program on International Agriculture is supporting CSIR Crops Research Institute to develop a management strategy. This is expected to facilitate rice farmers to adopt good practices, including fertilizer use and water management, that are cost-effective and less hazardous. William Lilani Kuta is an agronomist with the CSIR CRI.
We took a part of the farmer's land to demonstrate good agricultural practices. So first, what we did was to bond the areas where we want to plant our rice. So you can see that these areas are bonded. You also have to make sure that the field is clean of any weed before you apply any form of fertilizer.
And you can watch the full episode on the Joy News channel on Saturday at 6 p.m. and a repeat on Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. Do make a date. Now, it's time for me to remind you about the EcoBank Joy News Habitat Fair. Now, for you to visit the EcoBank Joy News Mini Fair, you've got to be at Good Park near Accra Mall. The fair will start from 13th to 15th September from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily, and admission is always free. Be there. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770#. It's the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic. In any money emergency situation, EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770#.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.